Blog Talk Radio.
Newsom, and we're glad to have you here with us tonight on Domino Kingdom. And we encourage you to call in tonight. The call-in number is area code 347-989-0760 is our call-in number. So feel free to call us and ask us any questions. And we're expecting to hear from Gregory Culver tonight. Gregory is our guest from the World Series of Dominoes, and he will be talking to us regarding the World Series of Dominoes tournament that's coming up in Las Vegas this fall. So we're all excited about that, and we're going to have with me on the show tonight my co-host is going to be Nate Sagai. Nate, are you here with us? Okay. Expecting Nate to call in. Nate, go and call in from the regular call-in number, the call-in number is 347-989-0760 if you call us on that number. And also we'd like for our guest will be calling us on that same number. We expect him to call us in just a few minutes, 347-989-0760. In the meantime, if you have a question that you want to ask before he calls in, are you welcome to call? Just call and chat with me for a few minutes. Have a lot of things that we want to talk about tonight regarding dominoes. So I want to get you all involved with us here and just get all excited about some of the calls, some of the good things that's going on with this game of dominoes that we love so much. Again, I'm Travis Newsom, and expecting a call in shortly from Gregory Culver. Gregory is advertising that the first place prize will be $50,000 for the World Series of Domino Championship that's going to take place, you know, later on this fall. So we're going to be excited to hear from him. Nate, are you there?
I am right here. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, man, we're all excited about having Gregory to come on here with us in a few minutes to talk to us about this big-time domino tournament that we're going to have, that he's going to have out there in Las Vegas in September. $50,000. Can you use $50,000?
Man, I'm telling you, man, not can I just use $50,000. I'm looking forward to Domino's just taking on a new platform. And, you know, I think it's a great game. I think it competes with all the other competitive the strategic games out there. And I'm hoping and excited to talk to Greg and see what he has to say.
Well, you know, as you know, you and I have talked a long time about trying to get Domino's to the next level. And in the process of doing that, it's a lot of work in trying to do that. And, you know, we've been actually kind of associated with companies and people that have tried to do that. And it's just interesting that it's not nearly as easy as it seems. And so often, people will strike out on that type of venture, not quite knowing what to get into, and then the next thing you know, they're having to regroup. So it's just really interesting. I'm excited the fact that Mr. Culver is working on this, and we think he's going to have something, you know, pretty soon to where Domino players can go to on a regular basis.
You know, I'm curious, man. I got to be honest. You know, there's got to be a reason. There's been so many people who brought this game or have tried to bring this game to a certain level. What is the resistance? I mean, in your – maybe you can give me some insight because you've been around this game for a long time, been playing since 1978, maybe even prior to that. I'm practically new to this game. I've only been playing 10 years or so, and I'm amazed. I'm curious, why is it that this game doesn't take off like it needs to?
Well, you know, I think that probably a host of reasons why it has not taken off. Domino's had pretty much was really dying pretty rapidly because it was kind of thought of as kind of an old person's game. And, you know, in the last 25 or 30 years, really, there really been very few people that have actually come into the game. And then, this is, of course, prior to the Internet. And then once the Internet came in, we used to see a whole lot of people younger people that's playing. But prior to then, really, it had kind of died out to, young people. So, therefore, that's one of the problems. So it's just not getting back to the point where we're getting a lot of interest in the game again.
You're saying to
hold
me.
On, yes, hold on one second. We got a call coming in here. Let me see if this is Greg. Hello, you're on Domino Kingdom. Who's calling? Hello, calling from 818. You're on the air. Okay, somebody's trying to read. Here's Greg here. Hold on a minute here.
Well, he'll be on in a second, but I just want to know why you...
Hello, Greg. I think we got Greg on with us now. Greg, how are you?
I'm good, Travis. How are you?
I'm doing just great, man. We're just glad to have you with us tonight. How about co-host Nate Sagai on with us? Nate, say hello to Greg.
Greg, what a pleasure to meet you, man, and heard about what you're bringing forth, and just excited to have a great conversation with a visionary like yourself.
Oh, great to meet you too, Nate. Yeah, so we are the World Series of Dominoes, as you guys know, and we are looking to do big things with this the World Series of Dominoes and the tournaments that we have going plan to have going forward. With the one that we have in Vegas for this year scheduled from September 22nd through the 25th at the Cashman Center in Las Vegas.
Awesome.
Well, you know, Greg, I know you were going to, and some people would ask us, I know you was going to do this tournament last year. And would you go on and just tell people what happened so they'll know exactly what happened as to why this tournament did not take place last year?
Okay, what happened last year was that the tournament was scheduled to be held at the Riviera Hotel and Casino last year, but that casino was actually bought out by the Las Vegas Tourist Board, and so they didn't give us any type of warning. I believe it might have been you, Travis, that called me to ask me if I saw that in the newspaper or online that you saw it on. So basically, once I contacted them, and sure enough, they the hotel was actually bought out. And so due to the fact that we got the call, I believe it was in February of last year, and we couldn't find another venue in time to actually be able to put the event on for the scheduled date, which was in September of 2018 as well. And so we had to end up canceling the event, and we immediately started looking for another location, and we found the Cashman Center, and everything is set in stone for this year, and it's up and going, and it's, everything is in place, and we're looking to have a phenomenal event this year.
Okay, well, great. Greg, we're going to take some questions. I know there's one call online right now that's probably going to talk with you. But let me just, Greg, you say this is $50,000. Are you aware that there has not been another tournament, to my knowledge, in this country, in this format, that has paid $50,000. You probably knew that when you decided to make the prize $50,000, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We actually did a lot of research on other dominoes tournaments throughout the nation, and when we arrived at the we saw exactly what they were doing and what they had done in the past, and we decided to place the first prize payout at $50,000. And a note to that is that most of all the other tournaments around the nation, if you do your research, they pay out between 30 to 50 times the amount of the registration fee. We're the only tournament that's paying out 100 times the registration fee. So the registration is $500. So our first prize payout is $50,000, which is 100 times the registration fee. So we're the only tournament in the nation. We're actually the biggest tournament in the nation, but we're actually the only tournament in the nation also that's paying out 100 times the registration fee.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome. And, mm-hmm. Greg, I had advertised on my Facebook page that if people will mention that they're part of my Facebook group, the National Domino League, they can save $25. Not $25 may not be a lot of money, but $25 will probably buy them breakfast in Vegas one of those mornings, don't you think?
Not at all.
Exactly. Buy them breakfast in Vegas. It could help for the airfare to get there, or, you know, if some individuals are driving, it can help for, you know, fuel, the cost of fuel, and even, you know, it can go towards the hotel room. So definitely $25 could go a long way for you know, certain individuals that decide to go through your website or go through you to make their reservation.
Okay, well, super. And if you if you print off your application or your registration form, if you just include on the application form somewhere that you're a member of the show, that the Facebook page, the National Domino League, well, then you can automatically send in your registration fee of $500 less $25 because you get that 5% discount. Greg, I see we have a call on the line here. Let's go to this caller here, and we might have a couple more questions. Okay, who we have here calling us? Look like calling us maybe from Skype. Who is this? Hello, caller. You on the air?
This is Flora from Los Angeles.
Hey, Flora, how you doing?
Hi,
hey,
well,
Flora, how
thank you. Hello.
Great. Thank you for listening to the program tonight. And do you have a specific question you want to ask of Gregory?
I do. I just wanted to know, I noticed on the website, some friends and I were looking, and we noticed that there was a flashing kind of thing on the website that said the first 1,000. Are we expecting 1,000 participants? That seems like a really big number.
Yes, we are expecting 1,000 participants. And the reason why we're going to cut it off at 1,000 participants is because this is the first year that we have done a tournament of this size and of this magnitude. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that we are able to play and get the full amount of the tournament, the winner crowned within that 3-day period that we have there. So we just want to make sure that we have a smooth tournament and that everybody is walk away with a good feeling, and then at the end of the tournament, make sure that we do have the ability to crown that winner within that 3-day period.
Thank you.
And
you have any more questions?
No. Well, the only other question I was going to ask was that is that the Cashman Center as well? Are there hotels in the area that we should look at or that you would recommend?
Yes, if you go on our website, you will see where it says partners on the website, and we have partnered with two hotels, which is the Texas Station and also the Orleans. And what they're doing is they're offering discounted rates for four nights, which is Thursday through Sunday. If the individuals want to stay through Sunday and check out on Monday, they'll get discounted rates. There's a code online that you can utilize if you want to book online, or you can call the hotel itself, and you'll see the information or the code to give them once you call the hotel to actually book your rooms, and they'll give you the discounted rate that we have negotiated with them for the four nights of the tournament. And then if you wanted to stay for three nights, which is Thursday through Saturday, you can do that as well. But we have partners with those hotels, and we're also looking to partner with two or three other hotels in Las Vegas, too, that's going to offer the discounted room rates as well. So I would say just keep checking the site, keep looking at the site, and it will be posted on there. As soon as we get the information in, we'll definitely post it on the site, and we'll send out emails to let Facebook, Twitter, as well, to let the our participants know that we have contracted or partnered with other hotels in the area.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for your call, Greg. Let me ask you a question. This is Nate over here, and man, just excited to hear everything that that you're all the information you're giving is in regards to the tournament. There's definitely a lot of buzz. People are excited. Now, she mentioned 1,000 people will be there, do you expect 1,000 people to be there? My question to you is, how many people need to play for this $50,000 to be valid? And the reason I ask that is because in times past, many have professed to say, this is the prize money. Of course, it's all dependent on registration. And, I think there's a lack of vision and leadership that a lot of these people who put this together. Why don't you tell the callers and tell the people that are listening right now what your plans are for that?
Did you say how many do you have to pay PAY or play?
No, if 1,000 people do not show up, does this mean that the $50,000 is still a guaranteed cash prize, or is it?
Yes, the $50,000 is guaranteed if 1,000 people don't show up to the tournament, because we have sponsors, and with the registration that we have now, the $50,000 is definitely guaranteed. What we are doing is trying to – what will be determined upon the amount of people that actually show up is the how far we pay down to what place we pay down to, if that makes – if that,
yeah,
you understand what
does.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it does.
So
yeah,
but the $50,000 is definitely guaranteed for the first place, first prize. The money that goes for second, third, and fourth and on down has not been determined. That will be determined based off of registration.
That's great. I'd love to hear about the heart of how you even got into dominoes, to be honest with you. What inspired you to even put this tournament together, and what's your long-term plan of seeing? Because I'm sure this isn't just a tournament that comes about one time. Is there a vision for what you plan on doing with dominoes?
Well, yes. Well, I've been playing dominoes for years, growing up watching my father and his brothers and my uncles and all of them play, and just fell in love with dominoes at a young age.
That's
and
cool.
Basically, what inspired me to do the tournament was we were putting on smaller tournaments in the California, Southern California area, and we put out the tournament on Facebook, and one of my partners received a call from an individual in Northern California who was also putting in a tournament, and he had the idea to go and let's meet somewhere and have the winner of our tournament play the winner of their tournament so we can crown a California champion, basically. And so I came up with the idea and said, well, why don't we get in contact with domino clubs in, California, and maybe one in New York, and maybe one in Texas, and one in Chicago, maybe, come from all four corners of the country, and come together and have one play, four people play for the champion of the United States, basically. And
nice.
Then the idea just came to me, why don't I just call it the World Series of Dominoes, and let's take this thing to Vegas and put it on a real big stage to where we can bring people from all over the world. Now, the thing, when I say World Series of Dominoes, this event is definitely going to be a World Series event. We have clubs, federations, and leagues coming from literally all over the world. We have clubs coming from as far away as from Scotland, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Venezuela, we've been contacted by, and definitely throughout the United States, there's a lot of people and participants and clubs that are, calling up, such as yourselves, that are interested in being a part of this in this phenomenal event. And like you said, it's the biggest Big Six domino tournament in the nation. And so the dream and the vision that I have for this is, when I came up with the concept, is to the idea is to have professional domino players out there,
mm-hmm.
So as the tournament grows, so will the prize money, and so will the viewership and the interest throughout the country. And it will be, basically as big as the World Series of Poker tournament is the idea that I have, because, there's just as many people, if not more people out there to play dominoes as it is as poker. So why can't we have the same thing? Why can't we have the same thing for the domino world? And then I was contacted a few months ago by some individuals that is interested in trying to get dominoes to be an Olympic sport. And so with what we are doing here, we'll can shine light on the fact to make the whole world take recognition of, you know, of dominoes. So it's more than just a situation of what we're trying to do just on a national level, but we're trying to do this on a world level.
That's great. I mean, and just hearing all that is, I agree with you. I think dominoes needs a platform, and I think that there's many people who actually claim to be professional domino players. In your words, what makes someone a professional domino player?
Hold on one second, Greg. Greg, we got some people online that want to ask a couple of questions, and then we'll come back to you with that response. But first off, the young lady from L.A., are you still on the phone here with us? Did you have another question?
No, I'm still here. No, I don't have any more questions at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You can continue listening to the program. Hold on one second. Let me see here. We got somebody that's calling us here from the 951. Okay, we got you on the phone. Got you on the radio with us from the 951. What's your question? Okay, we're looking for the caller from the 951 area code. Are you there?
I got a little shy, Travis. You know, this is...
Yeah, maybe so. But, Greg, let me just... I'm getting some questions or some comments on my Facebook page from some of the people that's listening to the program. And the way domino players, in my experience, I've been dealing with domino players is playing in cash tournaments since 1978. And I've actually done some small tournaments myself. But domino players are a whole different breed. And they look at the money real closely. And the reason why Nate was asking about the money is because of some of the experiences that we have had with some promoters over the years. But I just got a Facebook message just a minute ago wanting me to inquire. They said $500 and 1,000 people. When you do the math on that, I think that's about $500,000.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And their question was, and this was their question, how do you collect $500,000 in entry fees and pay out $50,000 was the question that they asked.
Well, the prize money that will be given, well, it will be over $100,000 in cash and prizes that will be awarded at the tournament. So it'll be the $50,000 first prize, and then the other cash money that will be awarded will be actually over $100,000 awarded. And then you have, and as far as the prizes are concerned, mm-hmm. you're looking at the Black Diamond encrusted championship ring that will be given out, and then as far as the event itself, each registrant will receive, you know, giveaway bags and that type of thing. And then also, you know, the event has to be put on, so the venue, and you know, you have to have judges, and you have to, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a whole conglomerate of things that have to happen to put an event of this magnitude on. So, you know, the monies that is not basically is going to be used to put on the event. So it's
right.
a situation
right.
where we're only probably looking at breaking even for the first couple of events, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth,
right.
because the ideal is just to get the stage and to have this an annual event to where eventually we will be going to different parts of the country to do other tournaments as the World Series of Dominoes. But the tournament in Las Vegas will be in September of every year. It'll be the main event that we will be doing. So,
right. Joe, so everybody that registered would get a gift bag. Is that it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Get a gift bag.
Okay.
And then we're planning on doing some things as well. As far as at the event itself, we're in contact with Fox mm-hmm. Sports Net and MTV. ESPN. We're in the process of speaking mm-hmm. with them to have the the tournament covered live. Also, a situation where depending on the amount of registrants, we have the kickoff party. So at the kickoff party, when the individuals come there to check in, it will be food and drinks and everything there for them that night. So the event is going to be a very classy type event, to where people that actually come there to play, you're not just playing for the tournament. It's going to be an experience when you come there for this particular tournament.
Okay. Well, super. Look like we still have a couple more calls online. Let me try to go back to the guy that, or the young lady that was calling from the 951. Are you still there? I think the 951 people may have a bad connection or something, so we're going to ask them to call back. Let me go to we got another guy calling here from the 334 area code. Okay, you're calling from the 334. You on the air?
You got me. Travis, you should recognize this one.
Yes, I do. How you doing, man?
And Greg should also, because I've talked to him a couple times.
Oh, is this Pleasant?
That's it.
Hey,
how
are you?
You seen your thing on the... Well, I'll call him and see if he's still up. Looking forward. Yeah. Coming to it. What a question I got for Greg.
Greg, this is Pleasant Parker. You know, he had registered last year. This is my buddy from Alabama. And I think Plez may be bringing several more people with him. So go ahead with your question, Plez.
Yeah, the judge is coming with me. My question to Greg is, I'd asked you about, did you ever work out a Pacific Hotel that was going to maybe give us a better break, that was close to it? You'd mentioned two or three that you were checking with. Did anything finalize?
Yeah, we have the on the website, as I explained before, Plez, we have if you go on the website and look under partners, you'll see two hotels that we have currently have is the Texas Station and the Orleans are the two hotels that we've partnered with that's offering us a discounted offering the participant discounted rates for the event date. So you can either register online, and all of the information is actually on our website. Their web link is there, so you can register online, or you can call them directly and just give them the registration information that's on the website there, and they will give you the discounted room rates for the event.
All right. Did you how far are those from it? Because I don't understand those two.
Texas Station is probably about 2.5 to 3 miles away. And then the Orleans, I believe, is roughly about five miles away. And then we're also looking at the a couple of other ones that are a little bit closer. And we, like the Stratosphere is one that we're looking at. And Stratosphere may be about a mile and a half away from the venue.
Yeah, I saw the Golden Nugget was a mile away as far as a big name casino, which someone
right.
is definitely interested in a casino going to Vegas.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, like we said, the committee is out and they're scouting hotels and that type of thing for us. So it's just a matter of what they come back with and those ones that are willing to give us what we feel is a fair rate and a great price for what we receive from them for our participants, because we want them to be close enough to the venue that they're not paying expensive fees and cab fees and that. And another thing that we're currently doing too is we're in talks with Uber and Lyft to see about
Lyft.
Getting see if we can get a discounted rate through them to get our participants to and from the event. So we're currently in talks with them as well.
Okay. And back to Travis, Billy Welch is probably going to come, and Will Matthews is going to be coming with me.
Okay,
yeah.
great. And well, listen, mm-hmm. you make sure when you guys send in your registration fees that you take advantage of the little discount there, since you guys are a member of the National Domino League. Hey, I've known Plez probably for close to 30 years, and playing with him in Alabama at the World Championship Tournament. So we go back a lot of years. And plus, why don't we going to try to recruit some more people this year when we're going out to the World Championship, too, to come on down there, okay?
What World Championship? Are you talking about the one in Vegas, or were you talking about something else?
No, I'm just saying when we go to Alabama in July, we'll try to recruit some more people that may want to go to Vegas with us in September.
So Greg is going to kind of keep that deadline of the 500 open until after the June because he'd had, you know, June is the cutoff.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Greg, tell us about the deadline again real quick.
Okay. If you want to register now, you can send in a $250 deposit now. And then the registration the remaining balance of the $250 will be due on June 30th. And then June 30th is also the registration deadline. So if you don't send in the $250 to get registered, you have to have the full $500 in by June 30th.
Right. And that's still before the tournament that Travis was just mentioning about. So
that's the tournament in Las Vegas.
Right, but Travis, I think, was referring to the World Championship in Andalusia in second weekend July.
Right.
I think that's what he was referring to.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Actually, I will have an announcement going out with the World Championship in Alabama's tournament announcement. What I'll do, Greg, I will include something in there about the World Series of Dominoes Championship as well. So if people are interested, you know, they will still know about it in as early as, you know, May or early June when the announcement goes out again. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're getting ready. And just to a quick note before I go, if you guys don't have any other callers, but we have a commercial that's getting ready to air national. And so if you guys are interested in registering, I suggest that you register, you know, right away because I don't think there will be any remaining seats by June because, you know, once this commercial hit and the word gets out there, we feel like all the seats are going to be taken and we will not be going above that $1,000 mark. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Greg, now you've mentioned all these people were inquiring about, you know, people from Puerto Rico and different national or international clubs that have inquired to be a part. How many people do you have signed up currently, just to give an idea of the current total of people you have that actually want to play and have already signed up, put maybe their deposit in as well? Because to accumulate 1,000 people within just a few months, I mean, it's right around the corner. Do you have a significant amount of people already signed up for the tournament?
Yeah, right now we're north of 500 right now. So,
okay.
And that's just, you know, with what we're doing now, and that's why we know that when this commercial gets out there and it hits, then it's going to be, you know, registrants are going to be coming in. And then, like we said, as far as the clubs and that, and we're being contacted, you know, like every day with people that are showing interest in the tournament and, you know, emailing us and you know, wanting to know how to register and, you know, pretty much asking the same type of questions that you guys are asking. So
that's great.
You know,
yeah,
the word.
I'm getting more questions from people right now in my chat room. So this is a 3-day event, 4-day event. I mean, you said it's an experience, so maybe you can just kind of guide people through what the experience is. How long will it take to start, finish, and become the champion that everybody wants to be?
The check-in date is September 22nd, and that will be basically where you come in, you check in, just to let us know that you are in town and that you are available to, you know, that you're there and, you have registered. And that's when we give you the goodie bags, and that's when we'll have, you know, the reception and so on and so forth. And then the tournament actually starts on the 23rd. So we play the 23rd, 24th. And then that Sunday, which is the 25th, is the last day. And so it's actually 3 days of domino play is what we have. And then if the individual is on the 25th, the champion will be crowned on the 25th.
Got it. Okay.
On the 22nd, do you have a place set up for, like, a lot of them that will be arriving, they want to play on the side, you know. We like to play ahead of time. Do you have a place that's going to be available for that?
no, we don't have a place for that.
Okay.
You know, I'll talk to Greg, please. I'll talk to Greg about that a little bit more, about maybe coordinating a place that we can kind of get some side games in. That's Greg.
Right.
Over the years, one of the most fun part about participating in tournaments is what we do between the competition, you know, the play that we do between competitions. So that's why he was asking about that.
Great.
But, Greg, I'll talk with you a little bit later on about the possibility of maybe getting a special room somewhere for those that want to do that, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I know
sounds like that might be something they're in.
Okay.
Just like pool shooters, you know, they got something where they play in while they're waiting their turn. Mm-hmm. Of course, we like to play a day ahead of time when we're getting there.
Right. Greg, we got a guy calling us here from Phoenix area. Greg, one more question, Greg. We got a guy calling us here from the Phoenix area, and we want to see what he has to ask us right quick. Hold on a second here. All right, this must be Derek calling us from the Phoenix area, from the Arizona area, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just go right ahead and ask your question, Derek.
Yeah, Greg, I was just wondering, besides the $50,000 that you're giving out, is there any chance to win anything else?
Yes. As we said before, there will be a pay down. So we're going to pay down a certain amount of places. We don't know exactly what place that is. Right now we're teetering right around the 20th place. Is where we're looking at probably right now, but we don't know the amounts that will be paid to those particular places. That will be determined on registration. But the $50,000 will be the first prize payout. But the other payouts will be determined on registrations, the amount of registrations that we get.
And does the $250 guarantee you a spot? A reserve spot?
Yes. $250 guarantees you a reserve spot, and the final payment to register for the tournament has to be turned in by June 30th.
Okay.
Because we're going to be, you know, working to get everything bracketed down and make sure that you know, if you come in with a person from your area, you're not playing against that person. So all of those things we'll be working with, trying to make sure that you know, that the participants are not, that if you're coming with another individual, that, you know, you or your partner may have the best chance to win, because so you guys aren't playing each other in the first round head-to-head type of thing. So.
Yeah, because we got about 5 to 10 people coming from Arizona.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
They were going to head up against the Kansas City boys.
Listen, the best players
get
in the world.
Get knocked out right off the bat.
The best players in the world reside in Kansas City.
The best players are from Kansas City. Oh, I love this.
No, the best players in the world are right here in California, really.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I think. This is exactly why Greg is having this tournament, because I know the best players are in California, the best players in Texas, the best players in Oklahoma, the blessed players in Alabama and Mississippi and everywhere. But you know what?
Exactly.
I'm living in Chicago now. But I had lived in Kansas City, Missouri for 40 years. And Missouri's the show me state. And so this tournament will be the one that you're going to show what you're made of with this tournament. But anyway, we appreciate it. You stayed a little bit longer than we had originally talked about. But
can I have one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
And with the double elimination, is it basically a match is for the best of seven?
Yes, best 4 out of 7. Uh-huh. And it's a double elimination. And I just want to put out there, so it's the best 4 out of 7 double elimination. So obviously the winner will stay in the winner brackets. And when you lose, you go down to the loser's bracket. And then you got to work your way back up into the winner's bracket. And when you think about it, even if you lose or, you know, somewhere along there in your winner's bracket, at some point in time, the person that's in a loser bracket will have an opportunity to come in, you know, at least third place type thing. Third and fourth place will come from the loser bracket. So,
Greg, what made you come up with the concept of four out of seven instead of three out of five? Are we talking about championship round is four out of seven and the initial round is three out of five, or is everything four out of seven?
Everything is four out of seven. The reason why we came up with four out of seven because we felt like three out of five, you know, for an individual is coming in and they're traveling, you know, coming from, you know, a great distances to come into to the tournament. We just wanted to make them feel like they were getting their money's worth, so to speak. So we decided to go with four out of seven for that particular reason.
I think it's going to definitely show you who the best players are because it kind of takes out the luck factor to a certain extent. I think that's a great
idea. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, so just real quick before I go, just to let you guys know that if you're out there and you don't know, go to the website. If you have any questions, all the event information is on the website, the rules, the style of play. By the way, we do play the all five style, and all the rules are there. And the website is worldseriesofdominoes.net. And if any of your callers out there, if you have any questions and you want to talk to us about anything that has to do with the event, you can reach us at 661-941-1352. Again, the number is 661-941-1352.
Greg, can you take one more question? We have somebody that's calling us, I think, from Texas area. Can you just take one more quick question?
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here, let me see here. Okay, caller from the 909. Did they hang up? Hold on a minute here. There we go. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Chuck.
From the 909.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Peace and love, Travis. This is Isaac from Boneyard. Just had a couple of questions. Can you hear me? I had a couple of questions on the business side. One, as Travis and Nate alluded to a little bit earlier, the question of the $50K, is that you're saying that prize money is guaranteed. Is it currently in escrow?
No, we don't have it in escrow. But as I explained before, with the sponsors that we have aboard and with the participants that we've already have signed up, that $50,000 is, you know, in hand. So, and basically, as I don't know how long you've been on the conversation, but the goal for us is to, you know, make this tournament a yearly event, and we want to see the tournament grow. And so basically the idea for us to make this thing happen, for it to go off without a hitch, is priority number one. So we are definitely going to make sure that the money gets paid, and that's going to be the best advertising that we can possibly have, is that, you know, somebody walks away from there and they're holding up that $50,000 check, and you know, they got the big smile on their face, man. You know, that word of mouth is going to spread throughout the world. And next year, promotions and all that stuff, it's going to be by word of mouth type of thing. It's going to be like, we got to be at that tournament type thing, because these guys are real, and you know, the money's there. And you know, like, and, you know, just to, if you go on the website, you see sponsors that we already have, and there are bigger, well-known sponsors that we're con with that are, you know, ready to make the move. So everything is going to be, you know, as it is there. And you know, the $50,000 definitely will be paid up.
Excellent.
Well, Greg, listen, I appreciate you sticking around. And maybe a little bit later on, when we get a little bit closer, I may have you just come back on and talk with us again. But I agree,
okay, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The $50,000 payout will set you apart from a lot of the tournaments that we've seen in the past. Now, we walked away from tournaments where there has not been the case, and probably why the reason we just got that last call. So that will set you apart, man, and I promise you that you'll be on your way. When you can earn the trust of domino players are not the most you know, they are a little skeptical, okay? Right. I'm just talking from 35 years of experience. So once you get their trust, you'll keep it until something happens that you actually lose it. So it's, the ball is actually going to be in your court all the way to get this thing moving to the next level that you want it to go to.
Right. And then just to comment on the trust factor, Travis, as you know, when the tournament got canceled last year, you know, everybody that registered received their money back. So there's no one out there that can say that they didn't receive their money back, and you as well as everyone else that you sent over to the tournament received their finances back. So that's why I know without a doubt that we can go forward with this, and I didn't have a problem with putting it back on and just had to find the other venue. So that's just to let you know the type of person that you're dealing with me as the CEO of this organization, is that I'm, you know, have a great deal of integrity, and I'm, you know, very trustworthy, and I take what I do as far as a businessman, I take it very serious, because my reputation is on the line at that point in time. And, you know, like I said, I just look to make sure that this, looking to make sure that this event is everything that I possibly can make it, and that, you know, that we give the domino players what they deserve out there. And that's the chance to display their talents to the world on the biggest stage in the nation.
Okay.
So again, to the callers, if you have any questions about the event, make sure you visit the website, worldseriesofdominoes.net. Phone number is 661-941-1352. Again, the number is 661-941-1352.
Okay, Greg, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you,
Greg. Okay, Travis, you're welcome. All right, you're welcome, too, and I will be speaking with you guys soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay,
all
good
luck.
Right. Get Mark Jackson on here next time you have this.
Yeah, we'll
say that again. I'm sorry.
No, he's
okay,
here.
Thank you, Greg. Something
else. Greg, we'll talk to you later, man.
Okay, Travis, take care now. Thanks for having
me. Bye-bye now.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
There are a lot of people that I know that would be interested in this tournament. And I would like to see us help promote it just as much as we possibly can so we can make it grow.
I agree, Travis. I think I think you asked all the right questions. I think Greg, you know, he's got a big vision, and he has a big idea. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more questions that we're going to get. And I hope that, you know, it's just like you said, man, I think there's been years and years of people who've brought mistrust into this game, but the game is beautiful in itself. There's many great players out there, and this game does need a platform. And I think the online platform is a great one, as well as live, just live interaction. And so I'm looking forward to this, man. So Vegas it is. We're heading out there, and you're out there, and you got the right set of people you think can bring the game, their A game, and show that they're the best. You can have a chance to win $50,000 as well in Vegas in September. So really excited to have Greg over here. Now, Travis, I got a bone to pick with you, man. You keep saying Kansas City play. You keep saying Kansas City players are the best out there.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said it three different times.
Someone else said that.
Well, I'm saying that they're in the very tops of the best.
You know,
so Pless Parker from Alabama said that. The Roll Tide man said that, Nate.
Well, I'm an Auburn Tiger.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's an Auburn Tiger, okay. But
they definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Well, it's funny that you know, I put out some things on the internet a few times about the top domino players, and I've kind of gotten in trouble about it. I also put out something about the top domino states. When I first kind of came on the scene in one of the some of the Facebook groups, I said who I thought the top 10 domino states were. And, man, did I get myself in trouble by ranking. I think I had Texas ranked about 6th or 7th. I had California ranked. California, I think, was ranked about 5th. But I think I started out with Alabama as being the best state, and maybe Oklahoma. Then I think I had Missouri and maybe Mississippi or something like that. I don't even remember now. they gave me such a hard time and thought I was the devil until I just kind of forgot about it.
Well, see, the problem is every state that you name being fifth or sixth, I mean, people have lives, man. There's internet, there's TV, there's things people do and watch on a constant basis and just interact with. Alabama and Oklahoma, man, you got nothing else to do. You got to play dominoes or chess or whatever other game you need to play and master. In these other states, man, we got stuff to do, man. You know, we're busy. You know, there's places
well,
to go.
I don't know. I don't know about all that.
I'm just kidding, man. I think you know what? I've seen some of the best diamond players in California. I've seen some of the best diamond players in Oklahoma. Some no longer with us, and you know, I'm just excited to play anybody else that can play good. And you know, I myself.
Where are you from, buddy?
I'm from. I'm out by New York City right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but Nate is kind of an original. He's from California, so I still kind of consider him from California.
Oh,
but listen, we still
Nate?
Have. Yeah.
Well, heck, you want one Facebook,
Nate.
Buddy. If it's the same Nate I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
is it your buddy,
Nate.
Travis?
Yeah, it's my buddy, Nate. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, this is Les Parker. You're on my Facebook.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I mean, I played with the judge. In the Calcutta tournament that we played
He's
at.
Coming.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. So, well, I look forward to seeing
you. We still have Derek from Arizona on the phone here with us, too. Hey, Derek, you said, I know you guys was working on forming a club. Did you guys ever get your club together out there in Arizona?
Yeah, we're still working on it right now. Right now we got 30 people.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to start meeting up in the Phoenix area in Tempe. Dave and Buster's gave us the nod.
Okay. Well, that's great, man. Now, hey, make sure when your guys send the forms in that they save that $25. They need to, you know, join the, or if they just join the Facebook page, the National Domino League, or when you send your form in, let them know that they were recommended by the Domino Kingdom radio show and Travis Newsom and Nate or whatever. So they can, you know, hey, $25 is $25, so
yeah.
They should, you know, save it. So,
so
make sure they know
they
that, okay.
Discount?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what if we're already a member?
That's fine. If you're already a member of the, you know, if you're already a member of the National Domino League Facebook page, just... You can just send in the $475, or you can pay the $250 up front and then the $225 the next time. So,
okay.
So I want you guys to save, you know, save a few dollars.
Cool.
Okay. Listen, we have about another 4 minutes for the show. Please continue with that recruiting down there. I'd like to see Judge Billy Welch and Mary Lynn and. Like to see all you guys
Billy,
come on out
Billy's
there.
Billy's working
so.
On a go, and he might bring his brother. Mary Lynn's broke.
Okay.
She can't go.
Okay.
Might be trying to get Doug Rhodes out of Ozark. He's got money. But, it's, you know, it's going to cost everybody about $1,500 to make that trip out there and back.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive to go. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
what
listen,
you
why we
I'm
going
just a 4.5 hour drive away.
Yeah, but
the Golden Nugget's
you got it made, Derek. Cause, yeah, Derek is only 4.5 hours away, so he got it made. It's easy for him.
Yeah, he can drive.
But for the rest of us, it's a real flight. Hey, next week we're going to have this same show at the same time. If anybody have some questions wanna or something specific they would like for us to talk about, I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to... if there's some specific guests that you want us to have on the show, you know, let me know and I'll try to work on that. So, we'll do this next week at the same time at 10:00. All right. Before we go again, we got about 3 more minutes. Let me say this: in terms of, you guys make sure that you take your time and read the rules that. That Greg has on the website for the tournament.
The rules are important.
The rules. I mean, you know, I think in a discussion today, I think rules the desire to have rules and play by rules may be more generational than I thought it was. But there's a list of about, I don't know, maybe about 15 or 16 rules that Greg has on the website there, you know, for this tournament. And he's going to have judges that are actually walking around observing what people are doing, and that's good. The truth is you cannot have too many people. You cannot have too many judges. When you start talking about a tournament of $50,000,
yep,
I guarantee you, you're going to have some characters there. And you're going to have some people there that don't really care how they win. They just want to win. So it's a whole different element. It's a whole different game when you start talking about this kind of money.
Absolutely. So, I agree.
Yeah. So since you're in Chicago, did I see you at that Trump rally? Weren't you one of them out there protesting?
Travis, let me put an extra plug for next week's show real quick. So you guys tune in next week. Make sure same time. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Going to show you, just like Travis said, if you go to one of these big tournaments, you see many people come and they will win at all costs. But the question still stands, is there a way to cheat in dominoes? And that's a big question. How do you cheat in dominoes? If you tune in next week, I'll show you how you can never get cheated at dominoes. So please tune in same time next week with Travis and Nate. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful night.
Night.
Okay. All right. We got just about another minute left. Hey, Pless, no, you did not see me at that Trump rally. I was not one that was stirring up all the stuff down there at that Trump rally. But it was kind of interesting. So, Nate, next week, Nate's going to talk about how to keep people from cheating you in live dominoes. And this is something that you need to go to listen to, especially if you're planning on going to Las Vegas or participating in any live tournament.
Hey,
like I say, yes, sir. Go ahead.
I seen a YouTube video the other week on Billy Bones' page. Was that you at that tournament in Vegas about in 2006? I think it was like on ESPN Deportes.
Yep, that was me.
Okay, you looking a little young in there now.
You know, I have not seen that video. Where was it? Whose page was it on?
It was on Billy Bones' page.
Oh no. Okay, I was there. That was, I think it was back in 2005. But yeah, I was at that tournament.
Yeah, it was so, all in Spanish, and then when you came up, I was like, oh wow. they have featured them Jamaican boys.
Yeah, well, send me a link to that. They probably just thought I was another regular old Jamaican guy because there was a lot of Jamaican guys there. Well, listen, our time is about up now. So next week, tune in at 10 o'clock and let's talk some more dominoes. I want to just thank everybody for listening and those that took time to call. Thank you, too. Goodbye. Good night.
Good night.